The Florida Healthcare Association wants to be clear. Association lobbyist Deborah Franklin says Medicaid managed care is working for the majority of people it serves. But when it comes to the nearly 100,000 people in long-term care like nursing homes,
managed care plans are often late in paying these claims. One resident alone to the Senate committee, I testified and brought the stack of emails. One resident, it was this thick, was $45,000 that almost a year we've tried to get paid. It's been a nightmare.
At issue is what Franklin says is a problem getting paid on time. She says facilities have trouble juggling paperwork to submit to multiple insurance companies, money that could be spent elsewhere. And she says one nursing home has more than $400,000 worth of outstanding claims.
That's a not-for-profit organization that the funds go right back into resident care. I'm sorry, but just changing to multiple payment plans is not the issue here.
Long-term care is expensive, and the reason it was included in the state's Medicaid managed care system was to save the state money by improving health outcomes and moving people out of nursing homes and into home and community-based care programs. But there's long been unease about whether long-term care should even be included in the program, given that patients tend to be sicker. Interim Medicaid Director Beth Kidder argues payment issues are largely in the past, and she doesn't think long-term care should be carved out of the overall managed care system.
And please don't misunderstand, there's absolutely a place for nursing facilities. They do wonderful care. They're very much needed. But we have seen in other states that you can shift the percentage much lower than we have it in Florida. And so we're going to continue that. Again, we believe the best way to do that is to keep the entire continuum together so that all the incentives are in the right place.
Meanwhile, the Florida Association of Health Plans says it's been working with the long-term care industry to resolve those payment problems. Association Director Audrey Brown says the example of non-payment provided by FHCA's Franklin is not widespread.
I just want to make those points to you. I don't think you can paint this with a broad brush. I think that the vast majority of the health plans are paying timely, and those outstanding issues, I know the agency wants to resolve them, we want to resolve them, and we want to do that so the providers get paid. They deserve to get paid. They provide great service, and we're here to help and do that.
The Agency for Healthcare Administration says overall complaints about managed care are low. Medicaid has become the biggest cost driver in the state, and Florida lawmakers are trying to figure out how to get control of the program's rapidly expanding costs. Managed care was billed as a solution to that, but even as the cost per person has gone down, the overall bill continues to rise. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.